Have you ever actually watched grass grow? We link that idea, don't we, to boredom. It's the same as watching the paint dry. And yet even those things happen unbelievably, imperceptibly, slowly. They do happen. The paint dries, the grass grows eventually. The fact that we can touch the walls and feel that they're dry, the fact that you have to cut the grass on a regular basis means that it's true. And even though we can't see that or maybe appreciate it, there's change and there's growth in everything, even you. We love in our house the time-lapse pictures on the BBC, narrated by David Attenborough, of the plants and the trees, and we can see them moving at remarkable rates, even though we cannot see that day to day. Things are alive, growing, and changing. We've been hearing lots about the kingdom of God from Jesus in these parables. The kingdom's like a sower sowing seed. The kingdom also has enemies and opposition that must grow alongside. In the middle of all of that, Jesus changes tactic a little bit. And instead of giving us stories, he drops a couple of one-liners to us about mustard seeds and yeast. And we start to see, hopefully, just how varied these parables can be. He talks of a mustard seed and he talks of yeast. Well, why does he do that? What's he saying to us? Well, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Here it is. That's easy, isn't it? That's what we were saying to the children. Small beginnings end with a tree that can house the birds. Something small becomes something big. Now, it's not the largest tree there is, but compared to the size of its seed, the beginnings, it does very, very well. What you see there, hopefully, is more of the slow but steady growth of the kingdom that Jesus has begun. That's always good for us to hear. But that's not fresh news. We probably knew that. And in Jesus' day, every Jew knew that God's kingdom would come and one day be great. Everybody knew that. So what is Jesus adding to that picture? Well, Jesus is adding that we shouldn't just focus on the end. We need to appreciate the beginning. He puts us on the start, what seems small. He's not just pointing to the greatness, but the humble beginning. There's no kingdom like this with such a small, quiet, humble beginning, and yet there will be no kingdom like it ever, anywhere. It will be the only thing that lasts forever. That's the harvest picture we've heard a couple of weeks now, isn't it? To that end, what we might not see here is that Jesus is referencing another king and another kingdom. Here's part of a dream that Nebuchadnezzar had back in the book of Daniel. Let's take a look at this. I looked, this is Nebuchadnezzar, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the wild animals found shelter, and the birds lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's tree was chopped down. But this tree that Jesus is talking about will never be chopped down. It would never fall. And it would always be a home for all of God's creatures. So the parable of the mustard seed is not just about small beginnings. It's about finding a home. Do you see that? Take a look at the home that waits for us, folks. And I wonder if you can see if you can spot what's in the middle of it. This is Revelation. The angel showed me the river of water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit in every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. You see that? A tree in the middle of the city, the home of God's people. I want you to think about where you are today. I don't mean in your pew in Ballygilbert. Spiritually, where are you today? And then we might dare to imagine what lies ahead of us. Beginnings and endings, right? That will change us. At least it should. What about the yeast then? In case we miss the slow, unseen growth that Jesus talks about, he adds another one-liner. The kingdom of God, of heaven, is like yeast. Now, it's still about growth. Quiet, in the dark, in secret. But it does happen. It's a lot like the mustard seed picture. But there are no wasted words here. Jesus is not repeating himself. If there's any difference at all between mustard seed and yeast, it's in the fact that yeast doesn't just go from little to large. Yeast transforms the dough. It doesn't just expand like the mustard seed, but it changes the thing it comes into contact with. And so should it be in the kingdom of God. Hearing all of this, even this morning, hearing the announcements, the teaching, the parables, it should transform us. If we can hear them, if we can understand them, they become part of us, and you're supposed to change. It's a bit like the parable of the sower. This would have upset and annoyed anyone who was looking for fast results and quick changes. That, unfortunately, folks, is not God's way. And that's a good thing. I'm glad God's growth is slow, because that is his patience towards us. His patience is part of his love. Imagine the alternative with me for a second. Imagine trying to please and serve an impatient God. No thanks. Wouldn't want to do it. Could never win. God is patient. His way is slow. Think about where you are today. Dare to imagine what lies ahead of us. And let's add to that, let's know that God is patient with his children. This isn't a case, folks, of if you make a mistake or if you sin, you're out. God is patient and kind. His word, his son, his spirit, his church should change us slowly but surely. I wonder if that will change us this morning, because it should. You should hear that and you should relax. Thank goodness, God loves me enough to take his time with me. That's the yeast. I think that's what's happening with that transforming power of the yeast. That's it. Hopefully you're following this. We're following Jesus here. Matthew is very keen that we're getting this, because he keeps adding little comments on the way through. He does that this morning. This little pair of pictures Matthew adds to it, he says this. Jesus always spoke in parables. He never said anything without a parable. And then he quotes Psalm 78, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things since the creation of the world." We can see this as the habit of Jesus when it came to teaching. We heard this when he tackled the sower. Jesus quotes Isaiah at that point. He's talking about the hidden things, more hidden things there. We get that as well this morning in Matthew 13. Let me isolate that for you, this bit here. There's more hiding there, isn't there? I will utter hidden things. There's a hiding of the truth that happens in Jesus' parables. And yet, folks, for you and me, why is this good news? Because these things aren't hidden anymore. Here we sit, after the cross, trying to listen to what Jesus is really saying. What was hidden before has come, and it's revealed to those who are listening with their ears and their hearts. Can you spot yourself in this? Are we changing? Are we growing as part of God's kingdom? Are we tuned to his voice and his will? Because Jesus is showing and he's telling. And the question is always, are we listening and are we understanding? You will grow slowly. You will change slowly. But it's all sure because of Jesus. Shall I pray for us? Let's pray. Father God, we come to listen to Jesus, and it can be simple. We know what he says, we know what he expects, and we know what we should do. And yet we can struggle so much. So we come to listen to Jesus, knowing more and more of his truth. And that is like a treasure we must dig for and find. Father, show us the way this morning. Remind us that you are working on us, that we are changing and we are transforming more and more into the likeness of your Son. Father, keep his words in our minds and our hearts so that we might know that change and be thankful for it. We ask for it in his lovely name. Amen.